The Skokjan cave system in Slovenia includes the highest cave hall in Europe. It features a massive underground gorge with an amazing waterfall and a spectacular bridge which goes right over the gorge and looks like something out of the movie The Lord of the Rings. The caves have beautiful stalagmite structures that resemble melted wax. They're gigantic cave and caverns. They were formed by the sinking Reka River. And the river still remains on the surface at the cave entrance, but it suddenly disappears underground, where it continues its way through the underground caverns. And it emerges on the surface again, not far from the Adriatic coast. But this is after flowing underground for at least 20 miles. So it's really spectacular. Entered on UNESCO's list of natural and cultural world heritage sites in 1986, these caves in Slovenia represent one of the largest underground canyons in the world, and for this reason it has a special unique ecosystem that developed in these caves due to the particular microclimatic conditions. So I found this particularly fascinating, since I've been researching the possibility of subterranean habitation by humans. The idea that our planet consists of a hollow or a honeycombed interior, it's not new at all. Some of the oldest cultures speak of civilizations, entire civilizations, inside of vast cavern cities within the bowels of the earth. Many occult organizations, esoteric authors, secret societies, they all concur with these myths and legends of subterranean inhabitants who are the remnants of antediluvian civilizations. That means, you know, during the Ice Age, that sought refuge inside of these hollow caverns deep within the earth. Assuming that the myths are true and the earth is at least partially hollow, how could life survive underground? Where are the entrances to inner earth? And if it's inhabited, who lives there? Which races live on the inside? My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an author and anthropologist. I'm exploring these questions and attempting to unlock their riddles, most of which have totally eluded any serious consideration in mainstream academia. So I hope you'll join me in exploring the mysteries of inner Earth.